WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, and welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. Let's be real, our relationship with technology can feel like a roller coaster. One minute you're scrolling through inspiring content, the next you're knee-deep in doom scrolling. Ever feel like your phone has more of a grip on your attention than your own brain? You know that feeling when you go to check something quick and find yourself lost in an abyss of cat videos and news articles 2 hours later? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not powerless in this digital jungle. Today we're diving into strategies for creating healthy digital boundaries because reclaiming your focus is a superpower you deserve. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries with technology isn't about becoming a Luddite and ditching your phone altogether, although that might be tempting sometimes. It's about consciously choosing how and when you engage with the digital world to make space for what truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your digital wellness game. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know where you stand. Track your screen time, notice which apps suck you in like a vortex, and identify the triggers that send you down the rabbit hole. Are you reaching for your phone out of boredom? Stress? Habit? Understanding your patterns is the first step to breaking free. 2. The power of no and saying it out loud. You've got the right to say no to notifications, endless scrolling, and even requests that pull you away from focused work or meaningful interactions. Don't feel obligated to respond instantly to every ping. Your time is precious, invest it wisely. Remember, saying no doesn't make you rude, it makes you a prioritizer. 3. Designate tech-free zones. Imagine this. Your bedroom becomes a sanctuary for sleep, not a battleground for blue light and notifications. Create tech-free zones in your home during meals, family time, or even just an hour before bed. These spaces can become havens for real connection and mindful moments. 4. Batch your digital engagement. Instead of constantly checking emails and social media throughout the day, schedule specific blocks of time to tackle them. This way, you're in control, not at the mercy of every notification. Think of it like meal prepping you wouldn't eat all day long, would you? Same goes for your digital diet. 5. Find offline joy. Remember that life exists beyond the screen. Rediscover hobbies, connect with loved ones face to face, get lost in a good book, or simply enjoy the beauty of nature. When you cultivate offline passions, your reliance on technology for entertainment and connection naturally diminishes. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah is a marketing executive who constantly felt overwhelmed by emails, Slack notifications, and the pressure to be always on. She'd start her day checking emails before even getting out of bed, only to find herself scrolling through social media during lunch breaks and late into the night. Sound familiar? Then one day, Sarah decided to make a change. She implemented some digital boundaries, designated tech-free mornings and evenings, scheduled her email checks, and started taking walks in nature during her lunch break. The result? Sarah felt calmer, more focused, and actually had time to enjoy life beyond work. Remember, you don't have to go cold turkey on technology, but by setting healthy boundaries, you can reclaim your time, attention, and sanity. Think of it as an ongoing experiment, adjust what works for you, celebrate the wins, and remember, you are in control. So, my fellow Unfollowed warriors, I challenge you. Start implementing 1 or 2 strategies today. Track your screen time and experiment with tech-free zones, or simply say no to that next notification that doesn't serve you. You got this. And don't forget to share your experiences and insights in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, and remember you are unfollowed from the algorithm, but not from your own incredible potential.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.